Sketchy Eats, Sketchy Eats. Is that meat or is it beets? What's that smell? Is it fish? Why is it moving on my dish? Find out soon. Welcome to Sketchy Eats.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Sketchy Eats. My name is Andre.
I am Bernard.
And we're a comedy food podcast available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And we go around eating at different restaurants that you might drive by and think, oh, it's new, I want to try that. Or it's never going to be somewhere I'm ever going to go inside. Or I don't want to go there because I don't want to die.
We go there to die.
Yeah.
Or get food poisoning or, you know, shit our brains out. Whatever.
Exactly. You know, one of the ones. One of those, you know. Today, we went to a place that's like relatively new. They're called 1111 Burgers and Fries.
I wonder what the 1111 stands for.
I don't know. My total was 1111, and I thought that was funny.
Damn, you should have got something free.
Yeah, I'm like, what's going on here, huh? What are we doing? So, So I'm trying to pull their website up now. They feel a lot like a chain restaurant, but they're not a chain restaurant.
See, I would think they would be a chain because they have their 1111 sauce. That seems like something.
Seems like a chain thing.
That gives chain vibes. Well, there's one in Wixom. Shout out to Wixom.
Yeah. Oh, here, let's see. Oh, those buttons don't work on their website. Oh,
this is a scam.
Follow us, order online, careers, locations.
We went to a fake restaurant.
Those websites don't load.
Yeah,
that's those weird. Links don't load. Let me pull that up in Chrome just to
shout
see
out
if
to
that
Chrome.
Is.
Man, I gotta like limit my Googleness because they be tracking you.
Yeah, they really do.
They be tracking.
They don't fuck around. Yeah, those buttons just don't work on their website.
Damn, that's weird.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they have more locations.
Maybe it's just like a cover up for selling drugs. Because that is something we would do. We would eat at a place that's a drug cover up.
Yeah, yeah. I can
see
that.
They're laundering money.
Yeah, and so. This place opened up on Court Street, like Court and Center, next to the Starbucks. And when they were opening, I was like, "All right, you know, I want to try it." And today, the place I wanted to go to was a barbecue joint. They weren't open, so we decided, "Fuck it, we'll just try this out." And you know, I honestly wasn't disappointed. I genuinely enjoyed the food that we had there for the amount of money that it was. I really can't.
Yeah, you can't knock it.
Yeah. And it's not one of those like, oh, it was bad, or it was like, and this was okay because it was so cheap. It was just that it was honestly not super expensive, and it was pretty good.
It came back down to what, like I always say, like simple beats everything.
Yeah,
like it was just a simple burger, very well seasoned burger. I gotta add that burger seasoning was like when they say homemade burgers, they mean homemade seasoning type. Deal.
Yeah, they grind their meat daily.
What? Yeah, that which is really cool.
Yeah, I thought that was wild. They bake the buns and they grind the meat daily, and the buns are these like they're kind of odd. They're not like what you expect from a standard burger bun. Like they're not brioche or anything like that.
They're kind of flat.
Yeah, they're pretty dense buns, but they hold things really well, and they give way to chew pretty easily.
Yeah, like I can't really think of anything to compare it to. Almost like it almost had this texture of stale pita bread, but not as fluffy.
Yeah, it reminded me of like a flatbread.
Yeah, yeah, like
a slightly fluffed up flatbread.
Yeah, like it'd be nice if it was a little bit toasted. That'd be a good crunch for that for that type of bun thing
or
going,
you know,
situation.
What it kind of reminds me of. It kind of reminds me of an English muffin.
You know what? You might be onto something with that one.
Kind of. You know, like. It's not the same like kind of crumbly texture as an English muffin. It doesn't have that like, you know, like meal on the sides that you're on the top and bottom that they usually have.
Yeah. But not as chewy as an English muffin either.
But it definitely had that density and that feel to it kind of in a way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it like and it holds everything really well. Nothing just slides out the back like you kind of have with some burgers. And I don't know, man, the burger was pretty fucking great.
Yeah.
I got a grilled onion. Just a regular patty, cheese, grilled onions. This on the website, it says turkey bacon, but on the menu, it says pork bacon. So pork bacon is what I'm going with.
Yeah, and that was definitely pork bacon. That wasn't turkey bacon at all.
No, and they're not fucking around with their grilled onions. They're not like well, we put these on the grill for 2 seconds. They're like actually like almost like they're almost caramelized onions.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just got a double cheeseburger. This is a basic burger.
Yeah.
Nothing too fancy. I'm surprised you didn't get the Luck burger.
I was looking at it as I like sat down. I'm like, damn, the spicy burger actually sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah, I bet that one's really good too.
If you do go to their website, you can see the bun and get an idea for what it is that we're actually talking about. Because
the bun that we had didn't even look like that one, though. That one's a little more fluffed up, if anything.
Mine did.
My top one
looked like that.
Maybe I had two bottom buns.
They're like, man, this man's unemployed. Give him two bottom buns.
Man, way to bury the lead.
But no, all their burgers are third patty buns. The third patty burgers, homemade buns, lettuce, tomato, and onion. They don't do fries with them, but the burgers are relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, let me see if I can find the order online thing. Mine was only, let's see. I actually don't even think it cost $6.89 when we were in the store.
Because yours came out to $11.11.
Yeah, I got mine as a combo, and like the combo of that with a large drink and fries was only $11.11.
That wasn't bad. Yeah. I think I just got the classic cheeseburger, so mine was what, $5.99, $6.99? Who's that?
Didn't you get fries and a drink?
Yeah. Well, I'm saying how much the burger is.
Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. Burger, yeah, if you get a burger by itself,
like, it's not bad.
$5, $6.
Yeah. I mean, cheaper than McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean,
better quality than McDonald's.
It's probably on par as far as price goes. You know, I mean, I feel like McDonald's, you can probably go there and get like a quarter pounder, like a
quarter pounder meal is like $10.
Oh, shit. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Inflation.
It gets you every time.
Biden's economy.
Shout out to Biden.
Yeah.
Shout out to Biden.
You know, my favorite thing about like, you know, conservatives is now they're all throwing all this shit out there like, oh, well, Biden this, Biden that. And I feel like every like liberal person I know, they're like, yeah, no. Fuck Biden, too.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a check, and that's it. I don't give a shit about him. He's still got kids in cages. Fuck that guy. Fuck Kamala.
Yeah. Well, let me be honest. Those kids in cages were, like, in cages when Obama was in
office. Obama made the cages.
Yeah. Obama, honestly, Obama kind of slides by.
Yeah. He let a lot go. He did
a lot of fuck shit.
Yeah.
He really did do a lot of fuck shit. And people were just like, hey. Hey, leave that man alone.
Yeah.
Leave that black man alone.
Yeah. Leave the first black president alone, all right?
Yeah, he did a lot of fuck shit, but like nobody really calls him out on his fuck shit.
You know, this is funny too, because this is, though, I think the first time that I've been starting to see recently where a lot of Democratic liberals are actually starting to call their own party out on their shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I didn't see that a whole lot. You know, it was a lot of like defensiveness, you know, over the last like four, even the last like 8 years. But now it's like they're like, no, yeah, this sucks. These people are terrible. I feel like ever since Bernie came around, Bernie was the one where everyone's like, oh, this is what we can actually do. Like, this is the ideal politician. Mm-hmm. This is what it can actually be.
Bernie is the only consistent one.
Yeah, I know.
He's been the only consistent real politician. Like, he is the true, like, liberal. Like, everybody else is pretty conservative when you really dig into their politics. They're actually really fucking conservative.
Yeah, Biden's actually super racist.
You know what? This is going to sound crazy. This is going to sound real crazy. But, like, comparatively, Biden might be more racist than Trump.
You know, you might be right. He's actually said a lot of, like...
You know why I say that?
Hmm.
Because as a person of color... It's almost respectable when you flaunt how racist you are. When you let us know how racist you are.
Yeah.
Like, you can call me an egg to my face. But homeboy's going to call me a nigger behind my back to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you may as well just tell me I'm, like, poor black man. Like, just
get Biden did say that.
Like, yeah, he
did say.
Well, yeah. Because black kids are just as smart as white kids.
They can be just as smart as the white kids.
Oh, yeah. Sucking on his wife's finger.
Yeah. I feel like Kamala's just like...
Die.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, Trump might be less racist than Biden. Damn. Just from a person of color standpoint. I know somebody's going to... Some, like, white liberal who listens to the show going to be like, you don't know what you're talking about. And they're like, shut your white ass up. Because I know it's going to come. I know they're going to come for me. Some white liberal is going to be like, you don't know what you're talking about, person of color.
Yeah. Look, we're both white liberals here. I'm definitely more liberal than conservative by a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, you have to be able to call your own party on your shit. You can't just be super defensive like everyone normally is.
Yeah.
But, I'm going to dive deeper into this whole conservative thing when I start talking about my CPL experience, because this shit is fucking hilarious. But I want to talk about this restaurant for a little while. Because when you go there, I really wish this locations button worked on their website. Just doesn't fucking
work. Bro, they got one in Wixom.
Yeah.
The one in Wixom was the one we went to, or they just didn't change it to Flint?
Yeah. I mean... it really does. It honestly feel like when you walk in there, it has all of the look and feel of a chain restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, chain restaurants have that like branding, that specific look to them, you know? Mm-hmm. Where like a lot of smaller restaurants, they don't really have all of that specific stuff. You know, like this place had like a color scheme, like they had the specific stuff on their menu, they have a specific sauce, like they have very particular way they do certain elements of what they do. It just feels like...
It's very paint by numbers. Chain restaurant, like you said. Like, it's just... Like, you expect it to be, you know, more than just this one. There's got to be more. There's one in Wixom, apparently.
But...
Shout out to Wixom.
When I ate the food, I was, like, honestly, just... I was super surprised at how really good it is.
The food was not paint by numbers.
Yeah, they're not fucking around with that. No. Like,
which makes me think... Doing that concept must be expensive. It's having meat come in every day to grind it. For a chain, that's got to be expensive. Yeah,
a chain wouldn't do it because they're looking to cut costs any way they can.
Yeah.
A smaller restaurant, though, like a one that's just opening up, you know, they're going to be the ones who are like...
These guys have been around for about a year or so now.
Yeah.
So they've been around not too long. I mean, they survived the first part of the pandemic. So I don't know. There has to be more of them around, which would be crazy that a chain would go through that length of service. I mean, Culver's is kind of like that as far as like quality goes. Yeah. But even Culver's is very paint by numbers.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, they just opened up one in Davison and that bitch is always bumping.
Mm-hmm.
Culver's, Chick-fil-A, and what's another one that is, I just don't understand like this super appeal, like these places always bumping.
Popeyes. Those,
huh?
Popeyes.
Popeyes
is always bumping.
To an extent, Popeyes, yeah. To an extent.
Yeah.
But not to the extent of like a Chick-fil-A and Culver's. Like these people will wrap around the goddamn building for these places.
Like they're out in like on like in the Culver's one. At least the Culver's on Miller Road, their drive-thru is designed for this. So the drive-thru and the way their parking lot is it wraps around the building before it ever goes into the road, which is great. But yeah, no, they're like...
I don't understand like how these fast food places have this like ability just to print money.
Yeah.
Like, have you never had a chicken sandwich? Have you never had a burger before?
And you know,
like, and I'd be wanting it, so I'm complaining.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so all these people want to be here in this line? What the fuck? What? Like, I want it right now. You shouldn't be here.
And you know what? The worst part is
what?
Especially in the case of Chick-fil-A, not that good. Not even worth that.
It's not. It is not worth that one.
No, it's not worth the morality guilt trip that you get going to Chick-fil-A when you have like LGBTQT plus friends, you know? I always have to pause when I say that. I'm like, how many letters are there now? Like, which ones? If I leave one out, someone's going to come for us.
They come for you. No, they're going to come for me.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't say it, they're going to come for me. Yeah. I'm the scapegoat. You're not even on social media like that anymore. Nope. So, like, they come for me regardless.
Yeah.
I know they're going to come for me for the fucking Trump not being that racist thing. I can't wait for those arrows to fucking rain down from the sky. Because I know it's going to be some white liberal. Was gonna be like, what are you talking about, nigger? Because you know, fucking white people. Those white liberals are some of those white liberals are some of the most racist people. I'm gonna be, like, you know what? You got me started. Like, white liberals are more racist than some conservatives.
All right, now you're going a little.
No, dude.
I don't think it's that,
dude. You're not a person of color. You don't see it.
Yeah, all right, that's fair.
You see what it is? It's like. It's kind of like the Biden thing where he was like, black kids are just as smart as white kids.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
kind of
yeah.
like that.
It's like you're trying to not, you know, say something racist, yeah. but then you just are super
yeah,
racist.
And like, it's not even that you're trying not to say something racist, but you say something offensive that you're so blind that you don't understand that it was offensive.
That makes sense. I could see that.
So it's like, another thing that bothers me about white liberals is the white savior mentality.
Oh, yeah.
That one that grinds my ass.
Yeah.
Like, all right, man. Like, I get it. You're an ally. You gotta keep telling me you're an ally. Like, okay, I get it. Like, what are you trying to make up for? What did you do in your childhood now that you have to make up for it?
Take your shirt off. Let's see if you got a Nazi tattoo on you, huh?
Hey, let's see that Iron Cross.
Yeah. Max had an Iron Cross tattoo for a while. Yep, it was right on his forearm, too.
Mm.
Just got it covered up. Really? He's like, you know what? I just don't believe in this anymore.
Damn, he's not down West Coast Choppers anymore?
No, he left. He's not a cop anymore, so.
Anti-shout out to the police. And another thing, how do you get a taser and a gun mixed up?
Oh, my God. That's like. that,
man, if you're going to be a cop, you should not be like panicking in that kind of situation where you get
it's
so
normal.
Nervous that you forget a gun. And a fucking taser.
I can understand it if it were like because I don't put myself in the shoes. I don't have the ability to put myself in the shoes of what a cop does on a day to day basis. I've mm-hmm. never been in the situation where I've ever had to pull my firearm on anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I assume as a police officer, that might be a thing that you've done a few times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I do understand and recognize that there has to be some level of stress and adrenaline that happens when you get into a situation that's like that, where I could maybe see it if you had, you know, if your holster is normally on your right hand side and that's normally where you draw your gun from, but today your taser was there and you just drew the taser, didn't even think about it. Maybe. But that was a conscious decision at that point to put a taser in the holster where your weapon is, knowing that if you had to draw it, you were not going to draw effectively and you're going to draw the wrong firearm. That's on you.
Yeah.
You fucked up.
And she was the trainer. Like, you should know.
Yeah, better. At that point, that makes it worse. Like,
and from what I understand, they draw their weapon, their firearm, with their dominant hand. You mm-hmm. should be drawing the taser with your dominant hand, if anything. Because that one's like way lighter than a fucking gun.
Yeah, you should know the difference on those.
Yeah.
Like, they just fundamentally don't. Like, I remember, so I'm gonna get into when I took my CPL. They actually did show us tasers. He was like, if you want to carry, you have to have I think he said in Michigan, you have to have a CPL in order for you to actually carry a taser.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, if you want to and you don't want to carry anything lethal, buy a taser. And he showed us the difference. I'm like, these, they look kind of similar in the sense that mm-hmm. they are two things that have a barrel, what would look like one,
mm-hmm.
and a handle. But like, there's no way in my mind that someone who is trained for stuff like this should be getting these things mixed up. It's just that it doesn't feel like a valid excuse. It feels like it is an excuse. It's not a good one.
No. I just feel like these people just like making excuses to kill black people at this point.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to say her name, but like a friend of mine will like message me the other day and she was like, are you okay? Like with everything going on in the news? I was like, I'm so desensitized to it. Cause I'm like, as a person of color, and I kind of had the privilege of my mom working in the prison system that I know what happens to black people in the, in the court system because I've seen it for 31 years basically. So I'm just kind of desensitized to it. Like, I know what's gonna happen to black people when you get pulled over by the cops. So I'm like, you know what, like, I'm just kind of fucking used to it. Like, I'm not even surprised anymore. Like, I think white people are more surprised that it's happening than anything. I'm like, you surprised? You
yeah.
didn't know this was happening?
Yeah,
I could have fucking told you about this myself.
Yeah.
Like, shit, you just, I got horror stories.
Yeah. I do want to backtrack a tiny bit.
Go ahead, back that ass up.
Max does not have an Iron Cross tattoo. he had a tattoo. It was some like circular motion that like tattoo that did have some crosses on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it was supposed to be from. I think he told me a while ago, but I forgot.
Max is probably steaming right now.
He did get it covered up though, because people like, he would see like these white dudes, he'd be like, mm-hmm. They would just like nod to him or like do some kind of symbol of acknowledgement to him. And he's like, I don't know what this means, but I feel like I should just get this covered up.
And it's funny, like when you talk to Max, like you just, you know, he ain't racist. Maybe.
Yeah. No, Max is not racist.
Like once you like get to know him, you're like, yeah, he ain't gonna. No. He ain't gonna beat my face in because I'm a colored.
Yeah, because you're a colored.
Because I'm a colored. No. Speaking of colors, have you seen that show Them on Amazon? Mm-mm. I guess it's like kind of like a cross between Get Out and what was that other Jordan Peele movie, Us?
Yeah,
Us. Yeah, I guess it's like a cross between that. I guess it's like really triggering to black people. Hmm. Dude, I went on a date one time. And it was a first date. Shout out to Ricky. So Ricky and I's first date, we go to Soggy's. Shout out to Soggy's. And we're talking, and I was like, you know that movie, you know how Kanye West said the movie Get Out is about his life? I was like, that's actually about mine. She was like, that's not true. I'm like, yeah, it is, Ricky. That's why we're on this date right now. I ain't going to make it home to my family. I'm going to be crying in your basement.
Yep.
Shout out to Ricky. Shout out to Get Out. Anti-shout out to Ricky, though.
So, I last Saturday, I took my CPL at Williams. And I don't know how you wouldn't know, but for people who don't know, it's your concealed pistol license. This is where I can, once I go to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office and get fingered by the sheriff, I can get a thing in the mail like a couple weeks after that, and I can mm-hmm. carry my gun now concealed with me wherever I go.
Mm-hmm.
Within reason, there are some places that you can't carry it.
Yeah.
But you have to take a class on it. This was like an 8-hour-ish class, and then there's supposed to be, I think, 3 hours of range time is what it says on there, but that's not what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, it's a kind of boring class, but the funny thing for me is that it's seeing the crowd of people that are there, you know? It's like, I'm there, and then there's a bunch of people talking about gun laws that they think Biden is going to put into place. Like, they're just spouting incorrect information about it. There's this one lady who walked in wearing this tan shirt that on the back said, I learned all I needed to know about Islam on 9/11. And on the front, it said infidel. I'm like, oh my God, okay, this is racist, but all right.
I'm in.
Yeah, let's see where this goes. And it, you know, it's just, you know, when you're there doing something like that, you know that if you're a liberal, you know you're going to be like the only one there at that point. Maybe there might have been one or two others, but I don't know. And my absolute favorite part about it is, you know, they would go off on these tangents talking about how like liberals are going to take their guns and all these fucking gun laws. And when we get to the shooting portion of it, I shoot better than all of them. I'm like, you guys are worried about people taking your guns so you can't have them for practice anymore, huh? Because you're not good at this. Even, and like, the way the instructor did it was he would group us off. He would be like, all right, people who like are, you know, people who know their gun and or people who are proficient with shooting, to some degree, you know, like we're going to put you guys together, and anyone who is a little bit rusty or doesn't feel very comfortable with it, I'm going to be putting you guys together so I can spend some more time with you. So the instructor would get to spend more time with the people who are less experienced. And me and the lady in the infidel shirt were both like, we're good. You know, like I've shot before, I've shot here before, like mm-hmm. I'm comfortable enough with my own gun. I know what to do here. And even then I was like, you know, she was like, I know how to do this. I know how to use a gun. I shoot a lot. And I'm like, you don't look like it. Your target is shit. Like yeah. You, like, even when he has us, cause the first like two rounds you go up there, you go up to the bench and you take your time. Like you really mm-hmm. aim down range and fire at the target. And I'm like, you are still like off. Like this is your gun that you're going to carry and you're off like by a lot. I'm like, you're not doing good at all. There was one other lady there, though, who was like, damn, she was like, yeah, I don't really shoot often, if at all. And she was really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I was pretty impressed.
Hmm. You were impressed because she was a woman that could shoot?
No, I was just
way to be sexist, Andre.
Shoot in general. I'm like, damn, you're doing all right.
Yeah, I was just fucking with you.
But yeah, it was a fun experience.
Hmm. What'd you eat afterwards? You know you had to have a good meal after that.
Yeah. So I ate fast food the whole day that day. I got
three meals of fast food.
Swear to God, three meals of fast food. I felt like shit afterwards. I got like when I got there, I got there early and I got Taco Bell breakfast.
Ooh.
And then when they let us go for lunch, I got Taco Bell for lunch. And then instead of having like a homemade meal for dinner, I had McDonald's for dinner. I actually did get the spicy chicken sandwich though from McDonald's.
The was it the new one or
the
was
new
it,
one?
Yeah, okay. That new one is not spicy.
It is ass. Yeah. It is disgusting. No. It is not good.
No, none of those are. None of those new chicken sandwiches are good. The grilled one kind of tastes rubbery.
The KFC one is solid. Max and I had it, and I thought it was great.
Is that the one with like Cheetos on top of it?
No.
Oh, okay, because there was one with Cheetos on top of it. Fucking KFC just needs to shut down. They're insulting chicken every fucking which way they can. Did you go to that Taco Bell on right there across from Williams?
Yeah, the one that's like kitty corner to Williams on like
that one's the worst.
Tom said they used to be really good, but now no, they kind of
dude. They've never been good to me. They're a corporate store, from what I've been told from my sources.
Yeah, they were out of steak when I went.
You don't want Taco Bell steak anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Taco Bell beef is actually like the one that's where it's at.
I remember I went to Taco Bell one night. Like it was like 45 minutes before they closed. And it was the one on Hill Road next to Starbucks. And they were out of meat. Like, out of chicken, out of steak, out of beef, out of everything. I was so mad. I was so fucking mad.
Yeah, they had this... Taco Bell had this controversy.
They always got some kind of controversy.
Where it was this thing about people were upset because they didn't know what was in the beef. And Taco Bell was saying, like, it's 88% beef. And people were like, well, what's the other 12%? And it was really just that the other 12% was literally just seasoning, binder, water, like, the shit you would kind of just expect for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so Taco Bell had to put it on their website to know exactly, like, what are the other 12% of the beef. That's what it is. It's all the standard shit you would kind of expect, you know?
Yeah. I remember back in the day, somebody told me, this is like an urban legend, that Taco Bell beef was like dog food quality.
Yeah. That's not. I don't think so.
I mean, if you ever like had to crack open a can of dog food and get a little of that like gravy on your finger and you lick it, it ain't Taco Bell. I'll tell you that right now. I'll tell you that right now.
Have you eaten that lately?
Not lately.
It's only been 48 hours since you've been unemployed. Calm down.
Dude, chill. Don't be putting my business out there. By the time you hear this episode, I'll be re-employed, I'm sure.
I hope.
Because you forgot to put out last week's episode. You like, we took a hiatus. You forgot our upload schedule. I
It was like Tuesday, and I'm like, I should put that episode up. And then I was like, nah, I'll do it. And then I didn't.
Yeah, know. I was like, I was looking for it. I was like, well, let's see what the boys did. Let's see what's going to get me yelled at this time.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, there was nothing there. I was like, oh, well, I'm going back to bed. I'm unemployed.
But, yeah, I do want you to, do you want to tell your story about what happened?
I don't.
How they did you dirty?
I'll give the basic rundown of it. So, I got laid off and I show up to work on time early.
Well, you show up to work on time early.
Well, early
before you knew you were laid off.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Apparently I got like laid off days before I actually got laid off. So I show up and like my badge doesn't work. I'm like, oh fuck. Maybe it's just because my manager, you know, turned off my schedule for the day before. So that's why my badge isn't working. So I climb in through a dock door. Sprint over to the time clock, clock in on time, go check my emails. No new emails or nothing. I checked something in our like pay system thing. I was like, and it's next to my name, it says terminated. I was like, oh, this can't be right. This is an error.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you know what? I ain't going to fucking work just to make sure that I'm not terminated. So I just kind of dink around for 40 minutes, wait for my direct supervisor to show up. I tell him he had no idea what was going on. So he was like, I'm sure this is just an error. You can just go work. So I started working and I'm like busting ass. I'm like doing a good job too. And next thing you know, he come up to me and was like, all right, I've been told to send you home because you're laid off. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, well, wow. Can I use my vacation time? He was like, well, go talk to this other manager. So I go talk to him. And he was like, he's confused too. He doesn't know what's going on, why I'm laid off. So So I was like, is the HR lady here? And this bitch ain't there. So I'm like, all right, let me call her. So I call her and she was like, well, yeah, there was just some kind of miscommunication. So I turned into angry fucking black man in the suburbs on her. So I know I ain't getting called back.
Yeah.
She was like, there was a miscommunication. I was like, bitch, there was no communication. Like, what the fuck you mean?
You didn't tell me anything.
Yeah, like, if I didn't say anything, I would still be clocking in.
Yeah.
Every day, like, nothing happened, because I would have done that, because I'm petty.
Yep.
God, I see that? Don't be honest. Don't be honest. I'm telling y'all, don't be honest.
God, I would have been so mad.
I know my former coworkers are listening. It's like, what the fuck, Nard?
Yeah.
I didn't even get to say bye to Steven.
Damn.
I would have kissed him on the lips if I knew that was my last time working with him.
Lips of an angel.
You make it hard to be faithful.
Yeah, you really don't have any musical talent, do you?
With the lips of an angel.
Yeah, you are the reverse, Alex.
No, his name is 3M.
Oh, yeah. It's
3M. Dude, shout to 3M.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really don't have any musical talent. Mm-hmm. You know who has musical talent, though? Empath. Have you heard their new song?
No, I haven't.
They have an anti-cop song called Still a Bitch. It's really good. I think you'd like it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, shout to Empath. Shout to Frank. Shout to Brent. Yeah. Shout to the other dudes in Empath. I don't know their fucking names.
Yeah, there's those guys.
Yeah, those are the four dudes in the Empath. Shout to them. But yeah, so it's been a weird week.
Yep.
Anti-shout out to cops, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens next week. You know, if you're still unemployed, check out the review of the food kitchen coming next.
Yeah, we're going to be going to the Flint Soup Kitchen.
The whole 48 hours. Worst 48 hours of my life.
I'm on suicide watch.
I mean, you're coming to the range with us, though, Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Four of us walk in, three of us walk out. Maybe I'll get a job at the range.
Maybe.
What if they just hire me on the spot and be like, hey, I'm unemployed?
They're like, you know what? We need a person of color around
here. I'm unemployed and I'm depressed. Give me a job around firearms, please.
Yeah. You just go up to somebody like, hey, can I see your gun and just stick it in your mouth?
Somebody's like getting real triggered right now.
Yeah, I know. It's all the range masters who listen to the show, if any at all, whatsoever.
What if they really like us? Like, they heard my, like, Trump talk. It was like, he's not that racist. They're like, you're damn right, he's not that racist.
Just, you know what, honey? That N-word is right.
3 days in Vader, Texas.
God damn it.
Well, shout out to Vader, Texas. Or is it Fighter? I don't know. They're racist. It's a sundown town.
Whatever it is, it ain't good.
Yeah. 3 days in Vider, Texas.
That's going to be a video that lives in my head forever.
1 day in Vider, Texas.
Yeah.
2 days. it's so funny to me. But yeah, so shout out to, where did we go? Homemade Burger?
11-11? 11-11 Homemade Burgers.
Yeah, 11-11 Homemade Burgers.
Honestly, just straight up better than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, the girl working there said she was going to give me a free onion ring when I come back.
A word?
Yeah, because the freezer was broken, so their like onion rings were mushy. Which I kind of think happened with their fries, too. They just threw the fries in there.
Yeah, the fries were like, they were okay.
You had fresher fries than I did.
Yeah, yours, mine were hot.
Like, yeah, like your, like I got the bad batch.
Yeah.
And you said yours weren't even that good.
They were, yeah, I mean, like they weren't bad by any means, but they just weren't like standout, you know?
Yeah. Dude, I stopped drinking pop for the most part, and I can feel it. Like, I don't burp as much. Like, I'm not bloated anymore. This shit,
it's all right.
And this shit,
coming to the gym with Max and I.
Man, you guys go to Planet Fitness, though.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Planet Fitness. I might run into somebody I know there.
So?
I don't want to run into people I know at the gym.
Yeah. It is awkward.
They'd be like, damn, you fat as fuck. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't think.
Damn, this nigga got titties.
That's when they see me on the treadmill. They're like, damn, that white boy has an ass.
Damn, he's thick as fuck.
Yeah, what's this bald man doing over here?
Damn, what's this bald bitch doing?
Yeah, this bald fat bitch.
Damn, she's thick as fuck, though. Turn around, it's you.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy it. I do like see a few people I know there every so often. I just don't say anything to them.
That reminds me of a funny Alex Beckard story. He almost fought somebody at the gym.
Oh, word?
Yeah. In the fucking dressing room.
Why?
Because Alex. I ain't gonna tell you what it is on air, but I'll tell you off air. Because you know the guy too.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy going to Planet Fitness. I had considered other gyms, but Planet Fitness is just very convenient. So yeah. It makes way more sense to just keep going there. But yeah.
11-11 burgers, homemade or homemade 11-11s.
Yeah, just make pretty a wish. Damn,
I don't know.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah. Shout out to them. Shout out to that bun. I would like to try that bun on like other things. But yeah, so anyway, I've been Bernard.
I've been Andre.
Stay sketchy.